Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Yes,
he's back.
I'm back. Unbelievable.
All right.
I'm back.
All right.
And a quagmire to deal with, but I've returned.
What's a quagmire?
Yeah, you know, we had dog issues that we were dealing with. You know, dogs getting old sucks. It's not fun. And
you didn't have to
okay. You know, we're not doing great. And then that was my son's childhood dog, and he wasn't doing real well. And then he was going to go up to college orientation on his own.
Ooh.
And then that was, you know, so we kind of had to step in there and help out. It was
You sent the dog with him to orientation?
No, I went with him to orientation. Oh. So I was doing the Bull Durham thing. We were dealing with a lot of S.
You know what the actual definition of a quagmire is?
I always kind of thought it was just a big jumbled mess of something.
Yeah, that's kind of how it's used, right?
Yeah, right?
The definition is a soft, boggy area of land that gives way underfoot.
Okay, so you just kind of get stuck in a big, yeah, right? Yeah. That kind of makes sense. Stuck in a big mess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also acceptable, an awkward, complex, or hazardous situation. That's a little more vague. That's a little bit more.
Well, that was kind of yesterday.
What we were talking about.
That was yesterday what we were dealing with. When you get a dog that gets to a certain point.
Now, how old is Bool?
I think she's approaching 12. She's like 11 and a half.
She's in the window.
And, you know, when you get the days where something bad happens and they can't really get up or there's some shaking involved, then you're like, well, that's probably, you know.
And you're going to Iceland.
Yes.
You got a two-week vacation
coming
up.
So yesterday was one of those.
Bull's going to love that.
We got to figure out exactly what we're doing. And then you threw the college thing on top of it. And it was, I believe yesterday in my life was the definition of a quagmire. It was a big, like, soft area that was definitely giving way underneath my feet. So,
well, we managed. The dog's alive. The kid got to orientation.
Yes.
The show went on.
But somehow we managed to pull everything together. So, yes, we've been orientated. Wow. And Bool, little Bool, my bulldog, as we like to call her, is resting comfortably and even went on a walk last night. So maybe doing a little bit better.
She one of those dogs where every step looks like it hurts?
Not yet, but she always looks, when she gets up, that's when, once she's up, she seems pretty happy. But at this point, to get her off of her bed, she looks at you like, really? Like, we're doing this? You got to have like an incentive. There needs to be a leash or a treat. Me coming home is no longer reason for her to get up and come meet me. So I know I'm going to lay right here and you come see me. That's how she's getting it done.
Well, we've got some
she's on some meds, and you know, fingers crossed.
Well, she's not dead.
She's not dead. So not dead yet.
That we can report, and that's great.
Well, I think she may have
stepped in the right direction.
I think she may have realized too. I don't know if this is a thing, but I feel like maybe it was one of those she sensed that's like, hey, I better get up and start moving around a little bit. I don't like the way this is heading. Maybe she heard the way people were talking. She's like, I don't know what's happening here, but it's not good. So let's get up and play a little bit and wag my tail and let them know, hey.
Not yet.
Still hanging around.
All right, well, we've got some late-breaking hot sports college football news.
Yes.
That we got to talk about.
It was kind of two pieces of college football news.
It's a big deal, but well,
actually,
we can't.
You could say there might be three.
All right, well, we're going to get to it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to steal the headline today, but... first, I promised our listening audience that you would read your fan mail there.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mike...
This came yesterday?
Yeah, we had three pieces of mail for you yesterday, and two of them had the return, not address, but just the name, Frank McFarland, and then one of them had the return address with the name, not Frank McFarland, and boy, were we confused. Mike also got some fan mail from Frank McFarland, but we don't know if it's Frank McFarland, and so we need you to read those letters tell us what's going on.
The one that's not Frank McFarland, that does not need to be read.
His name is Garrett.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just...
He's having fun.
Yeah.
At the expense of Frank McFarland.
But I do believe that I actually have another letter from the Frank McFarland.
So you think it is Frank?
I do.
So you think it is?
I do.
Because I didn't think it was based on how my letter was written and read.
So when I looked at the original letter, I believe this is the same. It's the same font. But more importantly, the handwriting looks the same. When I compare the way he wrote his name and my name on the address on the actual envelope, I think that this is...
Frank's back.
I think this is Frank. And he does say, accept no posers. I think he is staking his claim to being the Frank McFarland.
So what is Frank saying this time?
He's taking a much softer approach.
Yeah. He's a fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a fan.
Yeah.
He's a longtime listener.
He took a pretty soft approach in my letter as well.
Yeah. I think Frank realized that he came in a little hot.
Yeah.
With the
he heard it on the air and it didn't translate the way he thought it would.
Yeah, every now and then you probably do this with, you know, a significant other or a buddy, family member, whatever, where you say something or you write something down and then like when you hear it back, you're like, ooh, that was that did not strike the tone.
Does happen.
That I intended. And he did say that he took a little more time with this one. He said
it's longer.
Yeah, it's certainly longer. He said, you had me with the show opening background music. What a mystery. In show direction. That was even before I understood it was my letter that deserves such a lyrical accompaniment. So I don't think he realized that it was his letter that we were going to read. He said, thank you for a few moments of amusing banter and my 15 minutes, give or take, as it turned out, of infamy. I would like to make some things clear, however, respecting my initial letter to you and the comments you made about it.
Uh-oh.
Gotta be qualifying here.
Backtrack?
Yeah, backtrack. I like you.
Oh.
And I like the show.
Hey.
And have been a listener for many years. My criticism as voiced in my letter related to just one elongated, pun intended, moment of penile reference indiscretion.
Yeah.
He really did not like.
He just didn't like there was too much ween for him.
There was too much ween, which Frank.
That's what she said.
You know, be careful about that. Might say something about you, even though you accused me of closetly being a homosexual, which, again, if I was gay, I'd be the most outwardly gay person of all time. He said, my letter was hastily written. I don't agree, but I did spend more time composing this letter. Other than using the R word, which over the years has magnified a connotation to it, I think my comments were apt. If it is of interest that over the time the R word has almost reached the epidemic level of the N word, no problem. However, using the P word, I stand by. So,
what?
He's backtracking on the...
He's not really owning the R word a little bit. He's kind of blaming it on society.
Yeah.
Come on, Frank.
Yes, that is a word you shouldn't use. He said, if you were the male equivalent of Dr. Ruth, and that is what your show is about, no problem.
Oh, so that's not true. Yeah, I see.
His issue is that our show...
We're not Dr. Ruth,
Dr. Ruth. Yes.
Is what he's saying.
Dr. Ruth
we're a sports show, don't forget.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up and dribble.
Ah! Shut up and dribble.
Where is it? You said my letter was dumb. I disagree. No, it was dumb, Frank.
I didn't think it was dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb. You dropped the R word, Frank.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah,
and then I enjoy this. I thought you were serious when you said that in a few days you would improve yourself and bring yourself into proper alignment. But that thought and its promise was dashed when I determined that you were being ironical. How naive of me to think that I could magically reverse.
Ironical?
Yeah.
Not a word.
Not a word. That I could magically reverse with just one logical criticism of your 17 years mm-hmm. of being fictitious, irreverent, and he goes on and on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Not all bad qualities necessarily if laid out in optimal portions.
Okay. So, all right. So, we're getting to where Frank, it was just a little much for Frank.
It was a little much.
That day.
Yeah.
So although, he needed to put pen to paper.
Although, to be fair, Sue, since you weren't in yesterday, he wrote me an essay about assimilation and melting pots and how I was wrong about Shohei Ohtani in our conversation that day.
Oh.
And he said he doesn't think, or he says, I think that Stephen A. Smith is correct here, and it's not racist to think so. It's just logical. If logical is racist, then we have reached an impasse. So he threw that in the letter to me.
Yeah.
I worry about Frank.
Yeah. Well, he says here that Frank may be the guy who haunts my neighborhood and your house specifically. I'm not sure since I am in a condition of cognitive degrade, a state of sensory withdrawal.
He is 78 degrees well, years old. He told me that.
Yeah, and living on the
yeah,
the
he sounds
dime.
Like an old white guy.
PPS, just looking for a little bit of love.
That
from the great Frank McFarland.
Well, I suppose and he did we
say,
can show him some love.
Except no posers.
Except no posers. I love that.
Yeah. So,
all right,
Frank.
So we think that is Frank.
I think that's Frank.
Frank's back.
I think that's Frank.
Okay.
So, well, I do appreciate it. Frank, just drop the R word. Not cool. Other than that, I thought your letter was hilarious. And we'll keep the peen. What did he say to optimal proportions?
Yeah.
So he's fine with Wang talk as long as it's like, you know, it's not like Wang Chung tonight. It's just Wang Chung every now and then.
I think he's saying that falls under the irreverent category.
Yeah.
I've got just, like a 30-incher you can have
well,
if you want.
Well, you gave me a 30-incher. I have it.
Not too much of it is the thing.
He wants the tip.
So it's always,
he doesn't want the whole thing.
It's always tough when you have to write a clarity letter, but it worked out for Frank.
It did.
We're softening on Frank.
I feel like I have a different view.
Although I do think Frank is mildly racist.
It's possible. But, and kind of homophobic and
yeah. There are some issues
insensitive
with
Frank, to people
but
with
he probably know. Doesn't like to hear that because he's not gonna change now. He's 78-year-old white.
You know what? When you're 78, no matter what you are, you're not That's no right. one has ever had a revelation at 78. Right? At that point, you're going down a hill and you got no brakes. Why steer? Just careen down the hill and see what happens.
Well, that's good. We got to the bottom of it. That's great.
Yeah.
And thanks to Garrett, who also wrote you a letter, not Frank McFarlane.
Yeah, Frank, or we can't read everyone. We just read that because that indeed is Frank. I'm very, very confident that that is the Frank McFarlane. And I'm intrigued by this because I run into a lot of olds in my neighborhood. It's been well established that I live amongst the olds.
Do you think he's in your neighborhood?
There are plenty of old people that do stop me as I'm going about my business and are aware of what I do, there's a chance that Frank is one of the olds in my neighborhood.
Well, he did say something about, he kind of referenced your neighborhood.
Yes, yeah.
In there.
Yeah, also, it is possible that that he is one of the olds that I see on a day-to-day basis.
Well.
If that's the case, Frank, come say hi, man.
He probably has multiple times, and he just doesn't tell you he's Frank.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, it is true, because it's more of just like, you know.
Maybe he doesn't put the return address on because he lives on your street. And mm-hmm. you'd be like,
mm-hmm.
Like, Frank, I know where you live. And let's be honest, would you want me knowing where you live, especially if you were an old guy that was sending, you know, maybe mildly offensive letters?
He's smart not to put
I get
that on
where him. You don't want to. Well, in general, you shouldn't want me knowing where you live.
Dylan
there's
says,
a good chance at that point that I'm lurking.
We got a text from Dylan who said we should do a daily dong segment for Frank.
For Frank.
What do you think about that?
I bet you we could come up with a Frank penis story of the day.
Guaranteed.
I mean, starting
it's always
with,
in the news.
Well, starting with the rocket. Does anyone not think that Bezos' rocket was just a giant phallic symbol launched into space?
Oh, the amount of times we said the Bezos dong yesterday was high.
Well, it's the space dong.
Space dong. And it's identical to the Dr. Evil thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, I'd like
well,
to believe
it,
that that
was. It's been castrated.
Yeah, that's true.
Dr. Evil's had balls.
Yeah, Dr. Evil's has balls. I wonder if Bezos is like, yeah, we can't do that. Aerodynamically, you know, we gotta make it a eunuch. But I mean, he had to realize, like, you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars. You didn't realize that your rocket was a penis? I mean, it's like...
Oh, no, I think he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Do you think he did it on purpose?
Well, yeah, I think that's how the aerodynamics work, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
The penis is aerodynamic? I would think that there's a lot of wind resistance.
Well, no, the top of it, rounded, you know?
Yeah, but that's...
The mushroom head.
Yeah, because that's what they came back down in, was like, the head of the ween.
Like a shuttlecock? Is that what we're... Like you're playing an intergalactic game of badminton?
Well, no, because that would have had like the circular.
Yeah, like I said,
I know what a shuttlecock looks like.
Yeah, I didn't think that at first glance, I was like, there's no way that can be the optimal rocket. You did that on purpose.
Well, it's not the optimal rocket because they weren't really going to space.
Bezos was like, hey, I'm spending $800 million on this. I'd like it to look like a penis.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that yesterday.
Yeah, I totally see why.
We feel that it was overly celebrated. Like, it wasn't that cool.
It really wasn't. But neither was Branson's. I mean...
Well, I know. All they did was spend a bunch of money. Basically, because the technology was already there.
Yeah.
And they didn't really go to space. They kind of went to, like, subspace.
Yeah, subspace. Like, you broke a...
So, nothing was new. Nothing was... Yeah. Like, they were celebrating like they did something extraordinary, and it really wasn't. They just spent a bunch of money... And it was kind of cool that they were able to do it on their own, but sure. Whatever.
Are you with me that when I think of space, I want darkness?
Yeah, pitch black.
Yeah, pitch black and the stars. And like, we know what space looks like.
They should have a line up there.
Yes. Like, that's a no count.
A line of demarcation, like the yellow first down line or whatever. Yeah.
I was very disappointed in both of the flights as being like what suborbit or whatever they're calling that. It was like Space 2 Electric Boogaloo. That's not nearly as cool as going to space. Mm. Call me when you get to like the International Space Station or you do something cool like go to the moon.
Musk has already done that. He's delivered things to the space station. Like Musk is way ahead of these.
Yeah,
two.
But not Musk himself hasn't been up there.
I don't think he has. I think what he's done is he's delivered things.
Yeah, he's just launching stuff. No. I want to see the commercial space flight that ends up in what I and everyone else considers space. That's a technicality. That's horse nears.
So people are already naming the segment. Maybe we could call it Frankfurter. Friday.
The Frankfurter.
Fridays. Frankfurter Fridays.
Frank and beans.
Yeah. Frank and beans. Yeah. See, we got all kinds of good stuff going
here. Look, I'm going to on Fridays, I will try to dig up one tastefully done ween story just for Frank. And, you know, then do it appropriately. You know, we do it at 6, you know, in the club. And, you know, we make it nice. We make it pretty.
Frank's Phallic Fridays?
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Instead of football Fridays, Frank's Phallic Fridays.
Do you think Frank wrote a letter to Bezos about the space meme?
About the rocket? He's like,
just thought it was a little much. I'm a big fan, but I just thought.
This is not okay. It's making me very, very uncomfortable.
All right, guys, let's party. Did you see the late-breaking Wednesday college football news?
I did.
Wow. This came out of nowhere.
I know. Like, what? Media days? It's the only, like, interesting thing to ever come out of a media day.
Yeah, it's pretty juicy, and we'll get to it next, okay? 318 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's our poll question today. 1080thefan.com, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. A family business helping families for over 50 years, AAAIAQ.com. Vote, vote hard. What happens first? Blazers title, Mariners title, Major League Baseball to Portland, or Blazers sell?
Oh.
Whoa.
Sell. Sell.
Blazers sell.
Blazers sell.
That's an easy one for you.
That's an easy one. You know, the Mariners got a little something cooking. They got some young talent, but...
Title? Yeah.
Title, exactly.
They haven't been in the playoffs in 30 years.
Dude. I know. But hey, it happens. Kansas City hadn't been to the playoffs in 30 years, and they made it 2 years in a row. And
that's right.
One of those years, you know...
Almost two of those years.
Yeah, they got Bumgardnered, and then they ran into my Mets, and...
And that was easy. Yeah, so that's our poll question. We'll get back to that. We will talk about Giannis. We have audio. Great night last night. If you're a Milwaukee fan, just to, you know, if you're rooting for Giannis, like
King
I was.
King of the North.
He's great.
He is as easy a superstar to root for as you will ever find.
We'll get that coming up. But, hey, college football, bro.
Yeah, right around the corner. We got media days going on. We got media days going on right now.
Yeah, Pac-12's media day is Tuesday, and Durham Sprague are going to be down there. So you have to listen to our morning show for all the hot interviews.
Yes.
And then we'll have an easy show that day. I think your brother's going to be in here.
Is he coming in for that?
I don't know about for that, but he's coming in.
Oh, okay.
It just so happens that he'll be here.
It coincides with media day.
So we'll probably play a bunch of interviews and drink some whiskey or something.
I'll be drinking ale out of a curved horn.
Yeah, you will.
Hell yeah.
With your little fur hat on.
I don't know if I'll have a little fur hat, but I'll be doing some Viking stuff over there. Absolutely.
So the news came out today, and nobody knew what to make of it at first because it was shocking us all. Houston Chronicle says that Texas and Oklahoma have explored moving to the SEC. They have contacted the SEC about a move.
And the SEC made the big no comment.
And then they also said in the Houston Chronicle piece, which I thought was like, wait, what?
Huh?
They said that you could expect an announcement on them moving within the next few weeks.
Yeah, holy hell.
Where did this come from?
So what?
And
well,
it
goes to the 16-team super conference, which...
Yeah.
Like, back
to... Because the SEC has 14.
SEC has 14, and who was the guy from the long
Chip
ones? Chip
Beck. Chip Beck. Chip Kelly.
Chip Hardpecks.
Chip Hardpecks.
Yes.
Yes, that's who it was.
He had...
You guys shut up.
Back when the Oklahoma and the Texas thing
Chip
happened...
Chip Gaines.
The idea was is that you were going to get Texas, Oklahoma. It was Oklahoma State, and there was one other
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. They were going to come to the Pac-12, right? Or at the time, the Pac-10. And the idea was is that eventually this would be super conferences, that it would break off into 16 super conferences. And there was this mad scramble, and, you know, it ended up not happening. We know what happened. You ended up getting two, and Texas – stayed. Ultimately, Texas and Oklahoma ended up staying because the Big 12 bent over and gave Oklahoma more money and gave Texas the right to have their own network, which no one else was willing to do. But I remember at the time that Chip said, dude, this isn't over. He said, this kind of steadies the earth, so to speak. But he goes, there's still activity. And he's been saying all along that he thinks eventually you're going to end up with a handful of 16-team super conferences. And, well, here you go. You know, it took a while.
Well, you'd have four.
Yeah, you'd have four 16 super conferences. And Dabo at the ACC media day kind of alluded to something in the same sort of – he just talked about one 40-team conference, the haves and
what?
The have-nots.
Oh.
College football is going to change forever. With name, image, and likeness, there's so much coming out now. Nick Saban said at SEC media day that their quarterback, who, by the way, has never taken a snap and hasn't officially won the job yet – already has enough name, image, and likeness deals to basically add up to $1 million or very close to it. And you can't put the genie back in the bottle. It's out. And so the idea, Mark Emmert came out last week and said that it's time for the NCAA to change and maybe be less involved in the wheelings and dealings of football. So whether it changes in a year, two, three, or four, there is a seismic shift going on in the college football world right now. And this may be the... Well, I guess the name, image, and likeness would have been the first, but this would be the first ripple from name, image, and likeness if Texas and Oklahoma end up in the SEC. And I've heard several people say, well, why would you go to the SEC? Because you no longer have to win your conference, right? It's
what do you mean?
Well, the idea was like if Texas and Oklahoma go, you're giving up a spot because all of a sudden winning your conference is way harder than winning in the Big 12. You don't have to win crap anymore. If
you just have to be one of the top eight,
you have to be one of the better
if
teams.
If they expand to eight,
if they expand, well, they're going to expand to 12 is what they're going to expand.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, going,
oh, that's right.
They're not going to eight. They're going to 12. So you can move to the SEC, be way more powerful, make way more money. And you don't have to win. You literally don't have to win anything. The SEC is going to get a handful of teams in. So
yeah, that was my first thought was Texas runs the Big 12.
Yes.
It is the Big 12. So why would they want to do that?
Money.
But I guess it just means more money, huh?
Money, prestige.
Now, can the Pac-12 swoop in here and say, wait a minute, why are you looking over there? Look over here.
Why would they?
Well, they were before.
I know, but why would you go to the Pac-12 that can offer you less money, less prestige?
Because you have more control, and you could maybe make the same amount of money by bringing along Oklahoma and all them?
No. No, you're so far behind. So, you know, this. I think this is a real blow to the Pac-12.
Okay, so wait.
The strong get stronger.
The SEC has 14 teams.
Yes.
And they are being proactive and saying, hey, if it is going to be four 16-team leagues, we'll just add the two big-time schools out of the Big 12. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a good proactive move if Texas and Oklahoma want to do it, which sounds like they do.
Yeah.
So then Big 12 only has 10 teams. Minus two would be only eight. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to think the Big 12 would disband.
The Big 12 and the Pac-12 probably form some form of union, or the Big 10 that already raided Nebraska, right?
So which four from the Big 12 would you take to the Pac-12?
Well, you would try to get, I'm assuming, Oklahoma State. Texas Tech would probably be the two most.
And then would you go BYU? Never happen?
I don't think the BYU thing is realistic, and we've talked about this. One, they don't bring a TV market. You already have Salt Lake with the Utes. It's not a research institution, which the Pac-12 schools will hate.
I don't think any of them are, though.
What?
Any of these.
Research institutions?
Yeah, from what I was gathering from what some of the Oregon writers were saying is the Pac-12 wouldn't be interested in any of these
from an academic standpoint.
Exactly, because they're all so snooty academically.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 is.
And then the BYU, the whole no on Sunday thing, although the BYU does play in the West Coast Conference for all their other sports, and they just play football independently. Could you do something where BYU just joined you as a football squad? Same thing with Boise State. I think that's a bit far-fetched. I really don't think BYU is going to be in play. I think when this all settles out, the Boise States and the BYUs of the world, I think you're left. I think you're left hanging. But if they leave, West Virginia doesn't make any sense. It's across the country. I think it's Oklahoma State. I think it's Texas Tech.
TCU maybe.
TCU and maybe.
Iowa State.
Yeah, I can't. I mean,
see, I think they'd go Big Ten.
If you wanted to do basketball, do you bring in Kansas simply for a basketball sort of thing? I don't know.
That'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think Kansas is going to just hope and pray that it gets into the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Because the Big Ten's going to need, let's see, they have 14. Wait, Big Ten has 14? It's so damn confusing.
Big Ten.
So the Big 12 would.
Big Ten has 14, I believe.
Yeah, so they only need two. So they would pilfer two.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they'd probably be next in line to take whoever they wanted, right?
Yes.
Although for their footprint, like you said, like an Iowa State would make a lot of sense. And then maybe a Kansas.
Yeah.
Or West Virginia.
Kansas doesn't bring much to the table with regards to football, man.
And that's the only thing I'm interested
about.
They
bring a ton to the table for basketball.
With basketball. So is this driven specifically?
I think it's a football thing.
For football, or is there an idea of we bring Kansas in, and it's a throwaway, it's an easy win for us, and it instantly upgrades our basketball footprint. I don't know. I you would think that TCU is attractive because you bring in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, right? That maybe there's a...
What about Houston?
There's an element of that, yeah. Or do you go Houston and just make them a Power 5 team, kind of like what Utah did when they jumped? Yeah, so maybe it's not just a Big 12 team, but if this ends up being a thing, with the Oklahoma and Texas and you make an announcement, it's a scramble at that point. It's 100% of a scramble to grab the remaining properties that are attractive. And for those other schools, if you are TCU or if you're Oklahoma State or whoever, and you hear this, you already began probably weeks ago dialing the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and was like, hey, you interested in what we got going?
Did you see what the new Pac-12 commish tweeted?
Yeah, I just saw that. my first.
What's that guy's name? I got to look it up now.
I'll butcher his last name.
Klyavkov.
Yeah. That's right. Hold on. Pulling it up. He said, just when I thought my first month on the job couldn't get more interesting. That's all he tweeted.
Yeah. Well.
So it kind of sounds like it was news to him.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's news to everybody. Now, here's how you know this has legs. Nobody's denying it.
No.
Not one.
Nope.
So they've asked. Oklahoma put out a statement and said, we don't. They didn't deny it. They just said, we don't address every rumor.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State came out and said, well, we're pissed off. Because apparently the legislation in Oklahoma states that Oklahoma State has to go with Oklahoma if Oklahoma were to go somewhere.
Yeah. And the Texas A&M AD.
Yeah, they're pissed.
Made it abundantly clear and said,
hey.
And I quote, we want to be the only SEC team from the state of Texas.
Yes. That's why they moved.
Yeah. And there is some.
And now Texas and Oklahoma may follow them.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough.
And the OU from Oklahoma, they said, the college athletic landscape is shifting consistently. We don't want to address every anonymous rumor, whatever.
So not one denial.
Not
and then
one denial.
SEC commissioner was at SEC Media Day, and he said, I'm here to talk about the 2021 season. Oh, my God, people.
You know,
well, let's come back and talk a little bit more about this.
And if you want to know ultimately why the SEC generated over $700 million in total revenue during the 2019 fiscal year. So,
but I thought the Big Ten made more.
The Big Ten, yeah. The Big Ten actually did make more. But remember.
And they have, what did we say, they have 14?
They have 14 teams.
So they would need two?
They would need two.
Hey, I have a question about Oregon.
But the Big 12 made 439.
What? Dollars?
Yeah, 439 million as opposed to 720.
Oh, I thought you said they made more.
No, I said the Big 12.
Oh, Big 12.
Big 12.
I thought you meant Big 10. What did Big 10 make?
I'll have to find that. The USA Today wrote a, I think it was Wonkin. Nope. It was, Paul, Meisberg. He had a piece today that I was reading. That's what I was pulling up, from Twitter about, cause we can talk about this. He pointed out that there are hurdles, including, TV right deals. Even if you were to leave that the Big 12 would still own, that these things can be bought out and you can come with financial agreements, but there are some hurdles for these two teams, jumping, but. That's why I said the $720 million is the reason why. And let's not forget that the SEC revenue is set to increase because they just signed a 10-year deal with ESPN.
Oh, well, that hurts Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because you would think that you would think the move would coincide with a new TV deal coming up so that they could just capitalize on a new one, you know?
Either that or you jump in and you go to a little renegotiation and you say, hey, yeah, we're going to need a few more dollars because we just added two of the biggest names in college football.
Fascinating. All right. More on this is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Here is Mike with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we are discussing a report in the Houston Chronicle that Texas and Oklahoma could soon be close to joining the SEC.
That no one seems to be denying. And Jimbo Fisher, when he was asked about it, he said, why wouldn't they? I mean,
best football, man.
There's a reason why that Texas A&M jumped, but
there go.
That's so fascinating, though, because the narrative 3 years ago was, why would Texas go anywhere they haven't made in the Big 12? Because they run that thing.
Yes. Unless they feel like there's just the Big 12 is dying. The Big 12 is irrelevant. And
well, one of them's going to die.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So one of the Power Fives, if you're going to do the 16-team four conferences, one of them will be left out.
And most people do think it's going to be the Big 12. So maybe this is just a preemptive thing. And
what if it's the Pac-12?
I don't think that's the case.
Just too strong academically.
It's too strong.
Now, this is only for football.
It's only for football, but it's strong academically in the footprint, right? I mean, just you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's got its own region.
It's got its own region. I don't think you can do that. But
question.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Okay. Crazy to ask this question. If you're Oregon, do you lobby to move to the Big 12? I mean, the Big 10, sorry.
Oh.
The Big 10 is going to need two spots, and yeah, you're better than Iowa State and Kansas.
Yes.
I mean, do you consider leaving? Now, you're burning a lot of bridges if you do that.
You're burning an S ton of bridges. And
but Oregon, I think, has the cachet that could maybe pull it off.
And this is where I need some clarity here of – could you do? I don't think it makes sense to go to the Big Ten if it involves everybody. Like you're.
What do you mean?
If it just involves your football team,
right?
Sure.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
But you are talking about awful travel. You're talking about every road game you're going on now is a nasty trip. And that's fine when you only have a handful of those games a year. But if you're talking basketball, if you're talking baseball, it's not realistic for Oregon to play in the Big Ten footprint. You're going to go play in Penn State. You're going to play at Rutgers. You're going to play in Maryland. You can't do that. So I just, as it stands right now, the way it's constructed, I just don't see how it's possible, because the Pac-12 would never say, fine, go play football in the Big Ten and we'll house the rest of your sports. And Oregon is so big outside of football. I mean, they have great teams across all the platforms. It just doesn't, I can't see where that works unless football just becomes its very own entity. And some people do think that that's what the future of this is.
It seems like it doesn't.
Is football is just its own thing, but football still has to be able to pay for everything else.
Well, that doesn't mean they can't. I mean, when Mark Emmert says we need to maybe back off and let football do its thing, I think what he's only talking about football.
He's only talking about football.
They would love to govern all the other sports, and they should, because, like, who cares? Whatever.
I just think it's a ballsy move to try to make a jump like that when you have no idea what this is going to look like. Now, if you were to tell me that 3 years down the road, football is completely separate and it's more of a professional thing and you're talking about...
That's where it's headed, man.
It is where it's headed. I agree with you, but I don't think you can do something like that and leave all your other sports. You have arguably one of the, arguably, it is one of the premier track programs in the country. You can't leave that twisting in the wind. You can't do that to a men's and women's basketball program that is very, very successful.
I guess my question is, why is it twisting in the wind? It will be in the Pac-12. Nothing changes. The only thing that changes is football.
The Pac-12 has to agree to that, and I don't think they would.
So they would, what, kick them out?
Yeah. You know, Oregon says, hey, we're going to go play football somewhere else. I can't believe that the other 11 teams would be like, okay.
Well, hasn't USC been exploring this?
USC has been exploring going independent.
Doing their own thing?
Doing their own thing. But the problem with that is that they want, at least from my understanding of it, is that USC explored the idea of being independent in football, but having their other sports, like what Notre Dame does with the ACC, having them play and the Pac-12 saying, F you. No, you're either in or you're out. And that's a weird thing.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, BYU does that, but BYU does it on such a smaller scale in that it's the West Coast Conference. They're happy to hold their other sports, and BYU does their little sort of independent thing. That's a whole different idea than literally ripping out one of the two pillars, right? The biggest dog in the Pac-12 is USC. Recently, it's been Oregon, but historically, come on, it's USC and it's Oregon. Are by far the two biggest pillars. You could throw UW in there if you want to say there's three. Especially in light of the shifting landscape, there's no way I can see the Pac-12 going along with an SC or an Oregon just packing up. Like if Texas and Oklahoma are leaving for the SEC, you think the Big 12 is going to say, great, take your football team and leave the rest behind? No, they're going to say, don't let the door hit you on your way out. And by the way, we're going to sue your ass. There is a weird thing too. Not only is the, you mentioned the, there's the state legislator saying that if Oklahoma leaves, Oklahoma State has to go with them. Not only do you have to clear that hurdle, and no one seems to know exactly what that's going to look like, there's a provision in the Big 12 TV contract that says if someone leaves before the 2024-25 season, the Big 12 keeps their TV rights. So that would obviously have to be negotiated and bought out. But how weird would it be if Texas and Oklahoma leave, go to the SEC, and for the next 3 years, the Big 12 still holds their media rights? Hmm. It's very, very strange.
That's why the timing of this is odd to me.
It is very odd.
All right. Well, the Pac-12.
Oh, and the other one, too, real quick, is that you mentioned the SEC just signed a big new fat 10-year TV deal with ESPN that's going to make the SEC even richer. Well, if Texas and Oklahoma jump, there's nothing in that language that says that ESPN has to rip up that contract, which means the pot would go from being split 14 ways to 16 ways. So it doesn't make any sense. The lower teams in the SEC aren't going to be okay with that. No one will be. So does Texas and Oklahoma have enough clout that if they jump to the SEC goes to ESPN and says, look, we understand that we have a signed contract, but something just changed. We just are about ready to add two of the biggest properties. Can we renegotiate? And maybe ESPN says, well, that makes sense. Let's do a new deal, and we're going to rope these two guys in. But that still is a hurdle that has to be cleared. So there's a lot of stuff that would have to get worked out. And the Big 12 isn't just going to go quietly. There's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be a lot of back and forth here because the Big 12.
Yeah, because it kills them.
It kills them. It is an absolute death blow. And
I don't see how they survive it.
They won't.
Because their schools would then just get picked off by the Pac-12 and the Big 10.
So you're going to get some schools that are probably from the Big 12 that'll be like, crap, we got to scramble. And others like Baylor and some of the little guys that are just going to fight this tooth and nail are going to sue to try to hold this together. So I don't know where all this goes, but it is not just as easy as saying, hey, we're Texas and Oklahoma, we're going to the SEC and everything's going to be fine.
Something tells me if they want to go there, though, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're Texas and Oklahoma, and it's the SEC. They'll get it done.
They're the two biggest properties.
They'll get it done.
If
they want to, they'll get it done.
That are in the conversation for moving.
If they move, there has to be a 75% vote of the members of the SEC to approve it.
Yeah. And this is where it could get tricky, that unless ESPN is willing to tear up the deal, you've got the Vandys of the world now, and you're asking them to split the pie 16 ways as opposed to 14. And so not only do you have the little guys that could have a problem with this because the money means so much to them, why would Alabama do this? Do you think Alabama or LSU, one, needs another hurdle and already a nasty conference to try to get to the SEC, you know, title game and into the College Football Playoff? And why on God's green earth would LSU or Alabama, again, want their pot split more? They don't need more prestige. They already get the benefit of the doubt from everybody. I could see the Pac-12 bending over backwards for Texas and Oklahoma because of the relevancy, but the SEC doesn't need that. And so could you get 70, you said 75%?
Three-fourths, yeah.
Yeah, could you get three-fourths? I'm not certain that the bigs or the littles would be on board with this as currently constructed, but devil's in the details, and, you know, there's a reason why that this story leaked and there is no announcement happening. All these things are probably being worked on behind the scenes as we speak.
Did you guys mention the ACC too? Because they only have 14.
Yeah. We haven't talked about them yet.
So they would also put, I guess Notre more. Dame counts as 15 if you want to. They're kind of like half in, half out with the
but
ACC.
They're not for football. And here's the thing. Does Notre Dame see the writing on the wall? Because under the proposed 12-team plan, Notre Dame can't get an automatic berth. They have to be an at-large team. So is this the thing that finally wakes Notre Dame up and they join the SEC?
The ACC.
And then does West Virginia just make sense?
Yeah, West Virginia goes back.
Goes back and, you know, there you go. You got your
16. Or one of those American Athletic teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Central Florida,
someone like that. And then you just
UCF would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, you get the mad scramble. And that's the other one is just because you're not a Power 5 team doesn't mean that you're not more attractive than
some of the Power 5s.
All right, text 503-250-1080.
We'll wrap this combo up next. 352 on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, a couple texts. 250-1080, 503-250-1080. That's how you reach us, right here on the show. Texas, Oklahoma, maybe going to the SEC. That's the big news we are discussing, pontificating, spitballing. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, all we have so far is the one report from the Houston Chronicle, and then no real denials, but I'm guessing that over the next week or two, some of this is going to start to leak out, right? Someone got wind of this. The dam's going to break.
The vultures are circling now.
Yes. Well, and if you were in the Big 12 or any of the other conferences, the Pac-12, I mean, the commissioner came out today and sure sounded surprised by it. My job just got more interesting. You are now having to frantically pick up the phone and start making calls. You do not want to be the one left behind. And this is the one thing I'll give Larry Scott credit for is whatever this was 10 years ago when this whole thing started to happen, they were the aggressors. They saw what was happening and they tried to make a bold swinge, if you will. It didn't work out. You still expanded to 12, and I think you're better off with Utah and Colorado. But I love the fact that Larry Scott saw where this was going and made the big giant move to try to go out and get Texas and Oklahoma and was close. It sounds like the Longhorn Network was just the deal breaker. The Pac-12 wasn't willing to do it, and the Big 12 was.
Couple texts. What a crappy month for Oregon sports. COVID Olympics, Dame about to leave, and now Pac-12 will be left behind again. Ish. Oh, yeah. Old Shea is still the Blazers GM. Ugh.
You know, Pac-12 left behind. I
We'll wait and see.
It's. I don't think even if Texas and Oklahoma leave, you're not left behind. You're kind of in the same spot that you are, and
better
that
off
is
in the Big 12.
Yeah, you're better off than the Big 12. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to be dissolved. I think you're. Can we agree that you're not the SEC? You're not the Big 10. ACC hasn't been great, but they have Clemson. I think you could make the argument that you're probably the fourth best conference, right?
Well, that's all you got to be in the top four.
You got to be in the top four. So
if
right,
we're going to 16 teams,
if this goes to 16 teams and you're now the fourth, does it really matter? Have you really changed other than you can't look down at anyone? But who cares? You know, because you're
they're going to stay behind financially. That's why it does matter. And the schools that you're going to be adding aren't ideal.
No, but your TV deal is going to be up and you're going to sign a big fat TV deal. You are. You're never going to catch the Big Ten and the SEC. You're just not. So I don't
could
think,
if it got Texas and Oklahoma.
It would help. But you're not going to get them. So
almost did though.
You almost did. That's like saying I wish I would have bought property in Bend.
What?
You know, well, you didn't. So you can't afford it now. Or
well, but the point is that you could catch them. You just screwed it up.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
Yeah.
You tried and you failed. And that's the difference, is that you are now way behind and it's almost like you're making excuses for them being so far behind. It's like, well, there's nothing you can do. Well, it's your own fault that you're behind, and that's a real problem.
It is. But I don't think it can't get any worse. And you're okay. You are not, you're not a turd. You're not floating down the river. You're not, who's the row in the boat guy, PJ Fleck? You're not in turdville. You just thought, you're not in great shape.
Heading towards turdville.
Since the expansion to the college football playoff, right? We've had UW make it. We've had Oregon make it a couple times, including twice playing for the national championship, right? Under the new expanded playoff version, you would have had Oregon multiple times, UW multiple times, USC multiple times. Utah would have made it. Arizona would have made it. I think Colorado would have made it 1 year, if I'm not mistaken. So Stanford would have made it multiple times. So this doom and gloom, I don't buy. Financially, yes, you're not where the SEC and the Big Ten are. But when you look financially, you're fine. You're in line with the ACC and the Big 12. And you don't have necessarily a bunch of elite teams, but you also have the ACC that doesn't have a bunch of elite teams. You have one.
Well,
and you have Oklahoma that has been really good, but you've had in the Pac-12, you've had two teams that have been really, really solid. And I think if they were in the Big 12, they would have been the Oklahoma. So
Look at it this way.
All I'm saying is I don't think it's as dark and doomsday as some people want to make it out for the Pac-12.
Okay, well, Texas and Oklahoma are clearly running from Kansas. So for the
Pac-12,
they want nothing to do with them. So for the Pac-12, you have an opportunity. You now have an opportunity to get Kansas. welcome.
They're out there for the taking.
The road to 2045 championship
runs through Lawrence.
Has already begun. You know that.
Yeah.
There's been a few potholes on that road.
Who's
but
the new coach?
I don't know, Leopold or something?
Yeah, Leopold.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Yeah.
This one's going to be great.
Can I ask you, though, if football really does drive this and we see that it heads this way, let's say in a year or two, what happens to basketball?
What do you mean? Kansas? Or
no,
are you talking about in general?
In general, what happens to basketball? It's a big money driver.
Well, nothing.
It is the NCAA.
I don't understand why football just can't operate separately.
Well,
it already kind of does.
It already kind of does, but football pays for everything. So does football still pay for everything?
Of course.
And do the conferences still stay the same? Does the NCAA still run the
like, does the Big 12 exist for basketball?
Yeah, I because
well, if the Big 12 disbands, well,
Kansas
that's a different. That's different.
That's
okay,
what I'm asking. Kansas is one of the true blue bloods of the sport.
Well, I think they hope to go to the Big 10.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Well, but that's what they're going to hope to do.
Yo.
Iowa State is going to hope to go to the Big Ten, Texas Tech, maybe Oklahoma State to the Pac-12. I don't know. If it ends up being 4 16 team leagues, one of these leagues is gone.
Yeah.
And in that case, I think all their sports go to wherever their new league is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
but
not
there's
that
also not enough spots for all the Big 12 teams, correct?
Yeah. Does not.
No. Well, but you'd have to go to the American Athletic. So that's the problem for the Kansases and the Iowa States and the Kansas States, is they're scared that the Big Ten may not want them. If it's all about football, Kansas is in a lot of trouble.
But I got to believe that the Kansas...
So they would go to maybe like the American Athletic, or like there's going to be four big boys and then there's going to be everybody else. They're not going to quit.
I just wonder, I just wonder if basketball is enough of a driver for a Kansas to get a spot at the table.
I think it would be.
I hope so. God bless America. I hope so.
Because the money,
that would suck.
Yeah, because the money is going to be so huge.
Now,
that
so Kansas State is for sure going to the American Athletic.
But think about this.
Yeah. No one's taking Manhattan.
But think about this. If Kansas does go to the American Athletic, you better believe their basketball will join something else. That is an entity that could go anywhere. Every conference would want them. Like you could see a scenario where Kansas is in the Big East in basketball.
Yeah, I just don't.
Right?
ACC. It's all very confusing to me about what this is all going to look like.
Because teams already do this.
Because no one really knows.
Right? Don't some schools have have some teams in one league and their football team in another?
Villanova.
It can be done.
Villanova is a great basketball school, and obviously they play at the highest level. Their football team, although I think the football team recently bumped up, but for a long time the football played down at the
FCS level.
Yeah, the FCS level. So it does happen. But if you're a school like Kansas, financially, that's crippling.
Terrible.
You go from making, I think the Big 12 payout was like $35 million, and some of these other like lower conference payouts are crap.
It makes you wonder if Kansas and, you know, they've been so bad for so long, it makes you wonder if they even stay in the football game, which is, I know, sounds drastic.
Or just say, screw it, and we'll just be a basketball school.
If they get left out, I will tell you, football is not a huge deal there. Like, people don't really care unless they're winning.
The Big East would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, exactly. They've been trying to win in football, but they just can't do it. Yeah. So maybe
Maryland, same thing.
If they get left out on this, they're going to, again, that's why they're going to just pray to God they get into the Big Ten. If they don't, maybe the Pac-12. I think that'd be cool if they went to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
But if they don't get into either, you know, maybe they have to have that discussion.
Maryland's way better at football than Kansas.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Maryland tried to go all in recently over the last 10 years and say, hey, we're going to be a football program. And the most notable thing they do is apparently kill kids. So have fun with that, Maryland. Well, it's true. When I think of Maryland football.
Well, in their defense, it was one kid.
That's what I think.
And they also have really terrible jerseys.
Really terrible.
The two biggest things you think about with Maryland football, and that's a good point, horrid uniforms, and you killed the kid and tried to kind of cover it up. So
somebody asked, will this cause a realignment of non-Power Fives? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I got to figure this
every
thing out.
School is going to be jockeying for position if these two head dominoes fall.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be swimming.
Go back and look, or we could even do it on air. Go read what Mark Emmert said the other day. That's the president of the NCAA. He basically said the sky is falling and we got to figure out where we're going to be when it happens.
I think he's punting on football.
Yes.
He just wants to hold on to the regulation of the other sports.
Yes.
And get the football money for those sports, but he knows they're out on the way out. Conferences rule everything in football.
But if football money goes away, then all the other sports go away because football pays for everything.
Oh my gosh, it's 4:07. Whoa.
It's a bit long.
I love talking about this stuff, though. It's fascinating to me. So we'll have to stop talking about this stuff. Hey, every once in a while, a man comes along. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.